Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, the street angel, Mandolin Reese.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Dolomek the Messenger. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I had something interesting happen, maybe 2 months ago or so, where I ordered a product from a company, and the product arrived, and because of the way it was shipped, or the packaging rather, the product came bent. And crushed in an area, and I like things, especially when they're new and I paid for them new, to be look like new, and I keep things looking new. So I was kind of not happy with this, but I'm trying at these days to think of the whole consequence of things. Yes, I deserve to get a product that is whole like I expected it. But I also think these people are going to send another product. It's going to cost them and shipping and more packaging out in the universe and all that stuff. And I just, instead of writing something nasty about how they packaged, I wrote to them and I said, I received my package. I'm going to keep it and I'm going to keep it just the way it is. However, I will tell you, it came bent, and that's not really the way I think your customers want to get it. I suggest that you put it in this kind of packaging or that kind of packaging, blah, 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 blah. And I don't need a refund and or anything like that. And I got a very nice response. The response said, you are very kind, and most people would just write a negative review. But you instead gave us suggestions. I'm sorry. Yes, this is how we've been packaging. We will change the packaging thanks to you. And I felt good about that. It was almost better than a refund. And now I have this thing that's a little bent, and it's a reminder to me of kindness in an ironic sort of way. And interestingly enough, today I received a product from another company, and the product looked nothing like what it was in the picture. It didn't even measure by a long shot the same as it was in the picture. And I thought, and it wasn't made of what they said it was made of in the description. I felt I was lied to. This time I wanted to write a negative review. Instead, I didn't. I wrote them again, and this took a little bit more patience to find the right words, but I said, I feel like I didn't get the product that you represented. As a matter of fact, I feel like I was lied to. And I said, in the long run, I don't think we need to do business this way anymore. I know it's been done this way. And from now on, I'm trying to think of the exact words I said. I could have read it actually, but from now on, in the long run, it is best to be kind to your customers, and it'll help you in the long run. Anyway, but the word kind came up again, and it's no coincidence. I haven't received a response yet. We'll see what happens with that one. But it's interesting because our guest today is all about being kind with each other. And I thought, here I am being kind with this business in another country of people I don't even know, and I'm trying to make a conscious effort to be kind. And she's going out in the streets saying, be kind, and other sayings like that, trying to move this forward. So that was what a great coincidence for that to be anchored for my response today when I really could have gotten angry. And now I actually feel good about what I did the second time too. So there's that. Let that be a thought that we can hang on to. And so with that, the guest I'm talking about is Mandolin Reese, also known as the Street Angel. And we're going to hear from her. And after that, we're going to hear from Ptolemaic the Messenger live here performing his music on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
And we're back. I'm Filippo sitting here with Mark. And Mark, I would try to be kind, but sometimes it...
Both of those were kind and appropriate. Was this the same company?
You know, it was the same company, but I think they service from
different
manufacturers.
Well, for starters, on the bent thing, I think that's a blessing, right? Because you're probably the only one that has that in a bent version.
It's an original.
Exactly. So that's...
It's unique.
That's right. So there's a blessing right there. And I'm waiting to hear. We'll look forward to the response on the second one, because I'm sure you'll get... you will have revamped their business yet again.
Yes, we helped. And actually, you know, that's interesting. It's people learn maybe more from kindness. Not always. Some people... don't learn until they're burnt somehow, but that's an old way of being too.
Well, they're burnt and then they burn back, right? You said, they react, they respond with anger. It's the old kicking the cat. And so good for you. And that's what Life Changes is about. And to be able to respond and not react and repackage and do, you know, other things.
Yeah. And I try, they can't know everything. We can't know everything. So I try and look at it too, like from our company, when something new or something that's never been done before goes out and then somebody can say, hey, you know, this isn't working like this. Like, oh, well, sorry. And thank you for letting us know. We don't need to be, of course, we'll never make a mistake.
Right, so never.
It's a moot point.
With that,
we have our guest here today. This is going to be exciting. We have Mandolin Reese, who is known as the Street Angel. She's a public figure and a holistic healer. Her story is interesting, and she's out there as a beautiful young woman putting herself really out onto the street in a very unique way, and it's having some... unique effects that we want to help promote. So welcome to the show, Mandolin Reese.
Hello, and thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, it's exciting because it takes to do what you do? You tell me.
A lot of courage and drive when I first started, I was trembling. I was shaking. I was so scared. But, you know, the more you do something, the more, you know, you get used to it. And so I just kept it up. And, I mean, even bigger and bigger events, it took more and more courage. And so now I'm getting more comfortable with bigger and bigger crowds and being able to talk. You know, the public speaking thing is getting, I know that's something that's going to be a part of my purpose and mission on a bigger scale. And so it's like I'm working on that, you know.
So let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
You came to LA from?
San Antonio, Texas, back in June 2012.
Okay. So you were exactly 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Happy 50th year anniversary
here
in LA.
I didn't think of it that way, yeah.
and you came following a cause.
No, it was I had a boyfriend in Texas. He got a job out in LA and I decided to follow him instead of breaking up. And then I got over here and we broke up.
Like how soon?
Like within 10 days.
10 days.
But then he convinced me to stay and I stayed another month. And then I was like, no, it's still not working. And so we ended up splitting and I went and I got my own apartment. But so when I started the Angel Project, which I literally got this calling to go out on the streets with posters about kindness on my second day living in Los Angeles. And I picked a street corner in August 17th, 2012, and that's how I started. Was just, I dressed like an angel and went on a corner with a poster about kindness.
What street corner?
It was at Bundy, technically Ohio Street at Bundy. There's a Starbucks there with an outdoor patio, and
right.
I picked that spot because I was like, it's pretty, like there's out people in the patio. They could kind of keep an eye on me if anything fishy happens. You
Smart.
Know? So I mean, I didn't know the area. I didn't have any friends. I didn't you have didn't a network.
Anything.
I didn't know anything. I didn't know.
You
if
didn't
the
even
city,
know what you yeah. were doing. Like what, I mean, in the sense like, yeah. like there was no guidebook.
Correct.
To, this is how you do this. Where did you get this idea that right. this is what you were supposed to do?
It was just like a divinely downloaded life purpose that just hit me, and I knew exactly what I had to do. I had to dress like an angel, and I had to get these posters together, and I had to go out. And I did, and I'm thankful I acted on the calling because, you know, yeah, I was really scared, but I did it, and it helped me meet people and network. And now it's like I go to all these events, and, you know, I've, you know, made a huge network of people here, and it's really unfolded like the lotus flower, you know, like beautifully and incredibly and amazing. And so I'm just one step at a time. I just keep moving forward one day at a time.
And what do your signs, or what do you remember what the first sign said?
I created about three, I think, at the very first batch, because I had several that I made up before I went out. It was like a month of planning, roughly. One said, treat others the way you want to be treated. And the other one, let's see, I don't remember. Oh, acts of kindness are the best gifts. Random acts of kindness are the best gifts. Oh. It was this, you know, these were huge posters. When I first started, I got the gigantic ones.
Like the poster behind you, probably.
Yeah. So it was huge. Yeah. Well, yep, that sucks.
That's bigger than you.
Yeah, it was. They were huge. But I also had huger wings. And, you know, I was crashing all these places with these huge posters and huge wings. And I was getting in trouble because I guess it was just so much attention. And I was so clueless. You have no idea. I was just like, oh, you know, dingy, like blonde girl going into stuff, like not realizing, like, I might be offending businesses with this huge display of, you know, free speech. And so I kind of toned it down over the years. You know, I got smaller wings and some stealth stuff, like, you know, fold up posters for certain events, like some of these higher end events that I would get invited to. It's like I'd need to sneak in my poster without making too much like of a scene.
Unfold it and lay it on. Yeah. That's great.
And it worked. You know, I've had to like adjust and camouflage a little bit here and there. But, you know, I haven't really had any trouble the last several years. In the beginning, yeah, it was hard. I'd get thrown out of places. But now it's like everybody pretty much knows who I am around Hollywood and just in general L.A. I don't really get yelled at anymore.
Now, Hollywood has seen some interesting and some freaky things.
Oh, yeah.
And there have been signs, you know, at all kinds of events and that kind of stuff. This is probably the most unique thing that's out there as far. I don't think there's anybody that's doing anything like this.
Thank you. You know, you're one of several people who've been around Hollywood a long time who said that. They're like, we've never seen anyone do what you do. And there's a lot of people that come in and out of Hollywood and, you know, whatever. And I don't, like I said, it was a God calling thing. It was like I was just told to do something, and it was my choice really to act on it, and I did. You know, it just felt so strong, like it was like a flame that was lit inside me, and I was like on fire. I was like ready to go, you know. So I just kind of bulldozered my way around, like very gracefully and nonchalantly, you know, as best I could.
That's the strength of your authenticity. Is like, you know, like Filippo saying, there's people that dress up and you see costumes in Hollywood, but nobody that is sustainable and authentic, and you've been such a force now for you know, for 5 years.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And so technically you're not, I'm looking at some of the signs on your website, by the way, thestreetangel.com. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. Look for ways to help others. Mm-hmm. Be considerate. No bullying. Stand up for yourself. Mm-hmm. And others. Be kind. You're technical and be nice and patient. Where do these words come from and what do they mean to you?
They come from spirit. I really think spirit's trying to get a comeback in people's lives. If you know, I'm sure everybody's noticed that the media really pushes a lot of negative news, war, violence, bullying, death, fights, you know, anywhere you look, YouTube, Yahoo News, Google, it's just everywhere. So you don't really see commercials and advertisements to be kind. And the very basic humanitarian messages are, in my opinion, lacking in media. And so I got this calling to be basically a walking human billboard. I can go wherever I go as a human and, you know, promote these most, you know, these messages. And it's in a way that I think is non-threatening to people because it's not like I'm forcing it on them. It's not a religious set of beliefs. It's just a broad humanitarian message.
Well, when we post the picture of all of us together after the show, I'm assuming you'll be holding that sign, right?
Yes. That's okay, so, my newest one.
And it says?
Be kind and patient. The Street Angel.
The Street Angel. Well, we'll be back with The Street Angel when we come back. And also a little later, we're going to have live music here by Ptolemaic the Messenger, all on the Life Changes show when we come back.
Woohoo.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him, then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
And we're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, the Street Angel, otherwise known as Mandolin Reese, or some people call her Mandy. This is something that I found on her website that I thought was really important to share. This is how she puts what she's about. "This is for you, humanity. You have many faces. Regardless of your background, beliefs, or ethnicity, I am here to help. I am doing what I was told to do from a higher divine calling. I'm a servant of the light, a messenger. I choose to be used as an instrument for the highest purpose of all souls. I sacrifice myself to try to make the world a better place. I am here to confound you."
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Confound you.
To confound you. You just confounded me. Confuse you, surprise you, and enlighten you. Why? To make you pay attention. I am not showing off. I am showing messages. I am striving to bring more positivity, kindness, love, peace, and unity to the world. I'm not showing off. So do people think you're trying to get attention?
I'm sure some do. I mean, I get some weird looks. I'm sure maybe they want to know my motive. A lot of people will actually come up and ask me, you know, "What are you about?" or "What is the Street Angel?" or "Who are you?" or "What are you doing?" You know, so I explain to them pretty much, you know, how I've explained to you, you know, that I'm just out to promote kindness and that it's needed and we need more unity and, you know, community cohesiveness to work together for the greater good for all, you know.
You're not showing off. You're showing up.
I'm showing up. You're showing messages.
You're showing messages. You're showing up. I mean, nice. Being present.
It's like trying to be a good example, you know, of things that people can do that are easy and free. I mean, like pick up trash. When I go and I pick up trash and I make sure other people see me do it because I'm hoping that people will do the same thing. Mm. You know, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it's like it takes the village to take care of the village, you know, and the village is falling apart. So we got to like work together.
It seems so simple, doesn't it?
It seems. And yet it's falling apart. You know?
Now, you, of course, are in Hollywood and you're beautiful and you could do other things. And when I was talking about that earlier, you said, well, I have. Like, you have modeled. And so,
well, back in the day, yes. For 6.5 years, I was a promotional model for very large corporations that you'd know the names of. I was a Budweiser Corona model for several years. And, you know, promoting beer. And, like, I worked for AT&T and T-Mobile and, you know, big insurance companies. It was like they would, you know, stick their label on me and I would go sell their products. And as a promotional thing, I'd go to events and I would sell their things, or I'd sample out wines and sell the bottles of wine. So 6.5 years of that until I broke my foot. And that ended my career because I couldn't stand around for hours anymore. I couldn't wear high heels. And that's like largely required by models to wear heels, especially as a Budweiser model, you have to wear heels at all these events. So I couldn't work anymore for years in that capacity. When I started, you know, my angel thing, it was very difficult because my foot has still bothered me for years. But, you know, I've had a lot of like work on it and physical therapy and all that. And I, you know, I try to not wear super high heels anymore. I can wear like little tiny bit here and there. But so, I mean, it was, you know, a big change.
But when you quantify that, I mean, I was thinking about that during the break. All of the social media pictures and you've gone to so many events and, mm-hmm. and your signs are there. And if you could quantify the amount of views that you now garner and have garnered over 5 years.
Right.
I mean, the advertising value for kindness that you brought forward is it's huge. It's powerful.
Yeah. I just hope it, you know, gets people to think. And you know, I like it when I feel like people are literally stopping their mid-sentence when I walk by because they're reading my poster. And I wonder, you know, do people shift to a more kind perspective if I catch them mid-conversation? And what if they're not being kind? You know what I'm saying? So it's like really cool.
I think they're thinking in mid-sentence, wow, she just confounded me.
Probably. And that's the point, you know. And I, you know, there's some joy to what I do because it's just, I guess it's just so different. And, you know, I'm able to get into places and do this because of how I look, you know. And so it just, you know, people don't know what to do with this, you know, sweet, innocent girl with wings on, you know. You know, most places wouldn't want to just throw me out. I mean, like I said, it happened in the beginning, but because I had gigantic wings and like
how gigantic.
Oh, my gosh. Like the wings are like out to here.
As long as me.
Like they were as tall as me. They dragged on the ground a little bit. Okay. And I'm like 5'4". So
they must have been heavy, too.
Yeah, they hurt my shoulders. But I stopped wearing those because they were kind of beating me up just to wear them. And then, you know, I beat people up as I'm passing them. And then the wings were, you know, feathering everywhere and getting banged
up. So it took some time getting used to being an angel.
Yes. Right. You know, it's just like a fledgling learning to fly, you know.
So you don't ask for money when you're doing this. No. Obviously, though, you have, is it a nonprofit organization?
I'd like to have one. I have plans for it. It's just a matter of getting it set up, which is, it seems like a complicated process. And I want help with that. And I've appealed for help with that on the internet. And, you know, I get people saying, oh, do this with LegalZoom. It's like, I want someone to sit down and walk me through it. I don't want to just go, oh, you know, screw
it up. I understand.
You
know, hey, why don't we give people what your mission statement is, and then maybe people can hear it and say, that's something I want to stand for, right? This is
okay.
This is the Angel Project mission statement.
All right. I will read it. My mission is to do whatever I have to do to reconnect humanity with messages and acts of kindness and helpfulness, to get people to care about and be aware of each other more, to open people's minds more, awaken more people to their true nature as a spiritual entity having a human experience, help more people discover their life purpose, get more people to fear less and love more, promote peace, acceptance, tolerance, and forgiveness, to encourage more gratitude, to be a healer, to promote the care of nature and animals, to let others know that enlightenment is a choice and that they have free will to not listen to or believe me. So, and there's more, but it's kind of down the screen.
Well, already you are doing some of these things, if not all of them, mm-hmm. you're already doing it.
Yes.
And then you also, the healer thing, can we talk about
yes,
that?
Yes, I do a huge range of spiritual and body services in the healing arts and holistic therapies. And it's all listed on my website under services. And then I also have a tab of my educational background, all the licenses and certifications that I have to back it up. And something I want to work on more is having some more workshops for groups where it's healing sessions on a bigger scale rather. I mean, I do, you know, one-on-one work right now, but I have done a couple of workshops in the past, which were pretty successful. And I want to have more.
When I went to my educational background tab, the first thing I saw, although it wasn't the first thing listed, was esthetician.
Mm-hmm.
So you started out as that.
Yes, I went to school, the Paul Mitchell Cosmetology School. I'm a licensed esthetician, which is facials, waxing, spa services, that kind of stuff. And I, you know, my first half a year or so, I kind of dabbled in that, doing that basic, you know, facials, makeup, and waxing. And then I just got really interested in the healing arts. And part of it was I moved to LA shortly after I got licensed and started the business working. And as soon as I moved to LA, I was really pulled right away into the spiritual group, I guess. Like I was getting invited to spiritual things and meditations and classes. And it just took off from there.
Now that happens to people, but it certainly doesn't happen to everybody.
Right.
It's a small number of people that get invited or are drawn
right.
to this. So.
Well, I guess it was just part of the purpose, the fact that I acted on the calling. It was like spirit was guiding me to places I needed to go to, you know, first I had to heal me, which is always a kind of an ongoing, process. Like, you know, there's like a lot of baggage you hold on in your past. And so it's like I went through a lot of healing on myself. And while I was going through this healing journey, I was learning all these skills and getting certified in healing arts. And I just was gobbling it up, basically. I was like, I want to learn more, and I want to buy these tools, and I want to do this. So I did, and I love it. I see clients, and they look like new people by the time I'm finished with them because, like, I've cleared out their energy and opened their chakras, and they experience healing, and they feel better and lighter. So, yeah.
What would the good folks back home think of all that you're doing?
When I first started, they thought I was crazy. They were worried sick about me. They thought I was going to, you know, end up murdered on the street, which is understandable because I was new out here by myself with no support. And I was on the streets, you know, dressed like an angel. But I really think, you know, angels were protecting me as I walked around because this was my mission. This was my purpose. And it's like since I was acting on it, it's like I had this heavenly protection around me. And, you know, and I just they were scared. And I'd get a lot of criticism at first, but as soon as they started seeing that I was becoming successful at it, like getting invited to stuff, going to these red carpets, suddenly the criticism just zipped up. Like there wasn't any more. It became more of a support and, you know, encouragement, which I need. I appreciate it. It keeps me going, you know. As I think I've said in the past, I was like, it's like putting fuel in my gas tank when people support what I do with words. Or I hardly get any donations for what I do. I mean, that'd be great if I had sponsors and donations someday. But it's like I just, when people support me verbally, it really helps keep me going at it.
Wouldn't that be interesting if Budweiser or one of these other companies would say, hey, can we stamp a Budweiser thing on your "Be Kind and Be Patient" sign, and
that
we'll give you money
very
for
interesting
it.
Isn't
that an interesting
I hadn't thought
world
of that.
Coming together?
You know, I don't know if I'd want to promote beer anymore. It's like when you're spiritually asleep, you see things differently, and then when you wake up, you're like, it's a whole new ball game. And if I were to promote stuff, I think it'd be amazing to promote products that are good for people, like healthy, organic stuff, vegan stuff, like, you know, good for the environment, recycled products, you know, that'd be great, you know, if I could promote that stuff.
Okay.
You know, like holistic things. That would be great.
Okay.
Because that would be in alignment with what Spirit's trying to do, is to get us into more of a holistic, all-around better vibe as a human for a better life, you know?
Then you might not get into certain places because people think you're a walking promotion. So, but, you know, either way, that everything that we do right now requires money. So I'm just thinking
right.
of ways to help you continue to do this.
And that's part of the reason I have just been the street angel, and I haven't really been able to expand a whole lot is the financial constraint. When you're a single woman just out here surviving on your own, and they say, you know, rents are about 50% of people's incomes out here. So you don't have a whole lot that you're working with. And whatever money I have left over, I pretty much bulldozer into the, you know, supplies for the Angel Project and event tickets. And like most of my event tickets, you know, are charity events. And so I know that it's going to a good cause.
You're buying them.
Yeah. People hardly ever give me free entry to places.
Well, that's got to change, so, people.
So, I mean, I've pretty much just self-funded my efforts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes, and more power to you. I mean, really. And thank you for being here and sharing your message. And you know, I just sit here and say, she's the real deal. She's not trying to put one over on anybody. You're not out there trying to get dates, although maybe a date would be nice. But it just, you know, you're not, you're just... This is your thing.
Well, I definitely like to find the true love.
I get it.
You know, I've just been focused, I guess, on the Angel Project and not so much other complications.
You're real.
Yeah.
Simple.
Who knows? Maybe there'll be a male angel someday standing right next to you.
Yeah.
That you'll be doing this.
Support me.
Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah.
Just downsize his wings so we could get in.
Yeah.
Oh, this is fun. Okay. So we'll be back with a little bit more conversation with Mandolin Reese, also known as the Street Angel. And then we're going to have live music by Ptolemaic the Messenger here on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
And we're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Mandolin Reese, also known as the Street Angel. And you can learn more about her at thestreetangel.com. It's just as it sounds, thestreetangel.com. Actually, one thing that we haven't talked about is your community service and your talk show and all that. And people can find out about that where?
On my website and the tabs, the Hollywood Talk Show or My Hollywood Talk Show. And all my two seasons of my talk show are there for people to watch, and their YouTube videos. And they're all topics on helping others. So there's like cool stuff on meditation, spirituality, surviving domestic violence, and just all kinds of interesting topics that are aimed to help people specifically. And then another tab is charity efforts, so our charity submissions and projects. So you can watch clips, like basically video proof of, you know, what I go around the community doing, which is all kinds of stuff like donation drives and picking up trash on the beach and all different stuff. You know, you can check it out.
Awesome. Lots of fun. Or is it? Is it fun?
I think it's fun. It gives me joy. It gives me a sense of, you know, purpose and that I'm, you know, adding to other people's lives, and while it's also benefiting mine, because, I don't know, I just feel good about it. And when you're doing your purpose, and I think, you know, there's this equation that I think is cool, is your talents plus helping others equals your purpose. So It's like my talents have been in the past modeling and promotional stuff and going to events, things, you know. It's like this Angel Project is all of that. It's like I go to events and I network, and it's all, you know, this mission of helping humanity and making the world a better place and just, you know, throwing out positive vibes to the community. So that's what I'm doing the best I can, you know.
Hear, hear. Well, more power to you, like we said before. And thank you, sir, for joining us on the show and bringing your sign and your wings. And we'll definitely get pictures afterwards so we can share them with everybody.
Yay.
As a matter of fact, I've seen pictures of you with some of my friends.
So yeah.
It's like everybody cool. seems to know you.
Yay.
So more power to you and in the community that you're building and the mission that you're doing.
Thank you.
So thank you, Madeline Reese. And now we have one of our favorite segments of the show, the Ask Dorothy segment.
Woo-hoo. Dorothy, Mary from Orlando asks, Dorothy, I was married to a man who was absolutely terrible to me. He lied and cheated on me. Since my divorce, I have been miserable, and everyone tells me that I need to forgive him. How will forgiving him help me feel better? I have tried, and he is still a liar and a cheat. I can never trust him again.
We've been taught to forgive everyone and have been told that forgiveness will set us free. I believe that forgiveness is essential to our personal happiness. However, it doesn't mean that we're to forget what was done to us and stick with the person who hurt us. What has worked for me is to forgive myself for choosing to believe the untruths and actions of those who have hurt me. Forgiveness is a bold choice for a peaceful heart. And since I learned to forgive myself for inviting people into my life who have hurt me, I'm one of the happiest people I know. There is a wonderful Hawaiian prayer of forgiveness which I have successfully used. It's called Ho'oponopono, and it goes like this. I am so sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I thank you. When I first discovered this prayer, I used it to forgive others, and then one day I used it to forgive myself because I had discovered that I am 100% responsible for my life and its lessons. This is how I used it to transform my life. Dear Dorothy, I am so sorry for ever believing that I was anything less than wonderful and didn't deserve successful relationships. Please forgive me for all of my less than elegant choices. I love you with all of my heart, and I thank you for surviving the stories. So let's give this a try and experience the magic that comes from loving, forgiving, and trusting ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dorothy Lee Donahue. Well, when we come back, this is a day of messages. When we come back, we have Ptolemaic the Messenger here live in the studio performing his songs from his new CD here on the Life Changes Show. When we come back after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
And we're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, the street angel, Madeline Rees. And we have been joined in the studio by Ptolemaic the Messenger. He is an a cappella soul singer that combines funk, hip-hop, and tribal grooves to deliver his message of truth, empowerment, healing, and love. I tell you, it's a show of messages. His debut album, Emergence, came out May 18th, just a week and a half ago, and features 16 tracks, all with specific intention to inspire. We are glad he's here with us. Thank you and welcome, Ptolemaic, to the show.
Thank you so much for letting me be on here. It's an honor.
Well, we're glad. And you know, I was watching you, and when Dorothy was talking about the Ho'oponopono, I think that's how you say it, you started to nod and you closed your eyes. And what were you connecting with? What was going on there?
It's exponentially powerful, what it's able to provide. As she said, you know, what I was really getting in tune with was the forgiving the self, ultimately, you know, because it's all a reflection of what we're carrying within. And so you can be having that projected outwardly, but if you're keeping it within yourself and having that rejection, that blame, that guilt, that everything inside yourself, ultimately that's what needs to be healed. And then from there we can have our second chance to live life again and love again and so forth.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. And kudos to Dorothy, because I've never heard it suggested upon ourselves. I've always heard it as thinking, being sorry to other people and apologizing or whatever, asking for forgiveness. What kind of messages? Like, let's start with Ptolemaic. What kind of name is that?
That's a really great question. I had a feeling that would come up. to put it briefly, I had a spirit guide meditation roughly 6 years ago. Had never seen any entities, any beings. And I'm in this sacred space for about an hour, and I ask within, I say, if there's any entities, any beings, spirit guides, higher self that wants to come forth, if you could. And I had this knowing come through that said, can you look into your own eyeball? And I was like, well, touche. Okay, I guess I kind of like, can you look at your own self right now? And then I was like, all right, well, I honor that, and whatever wants to come forth, if there's any type of label or anything that I can use rather than my own physical name attached to my ego identification that I can use to have reverence for this channel that comes through, then I would appreciate that. And within a matter of 10 seconds, the word Ptolemaic in all caps, white letters, just poof, blasted into my, you know, my sacred space inside. And I was like, okay, where did I hear this from? Where is it coming from? So I looked it up on Google, nothing. And I kept it sacred and hidden for a year and a half. And when I really started to go forward in this musical journey, my intention was to be completely in integrity and alignment with only the goodness of all and having it be a message of truth and empowerment, healing and love. And I felt like I was troubled with finding a container for that. And I realized that Ptolemaic would be the perfect name. And it's all about the message, so the messenger came through.
Wow. Yeah. I should tell people that it's spelled P like Paul, T like Tom, O-L-O-M-E-K. Mm-hmm. And that's the name of the CD, Ptolemaic the Messenger. And it's got a great symbol there and a great picture of you. And oh, look, there's a sacred geometry in the background. Boy, you got it all going on. And I can't wait to hear the music because I haven't had a chance to. But I know people who have and said it's great. But we're excited that you kind of chose this show to drop your record, because, I mean, it only came out a week and a half ago. Yeah. And the songs you're going to do, they haven't been on radio yet, right?
Yep, exactly.
Well, it was exciting. It was a world premiere, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so what are we going to hear first?
We're going to hear Given Thanks, song about gratitude.
Given Thanks.
Great place to start.
Okay. All right. Well, then I see a sign coming, you know, Given Thanks that street angel could have. Look, she's writing it down.
She's got to fold it up in her.
Okay. Well, here is Ptolemaic the Messenger with Given Thanks from his CD Emergence, live on the Life Changes Show here in Studio NoHo.
This is a song about giving thanks. Even when things seem like they're not going your way, everything in life is here to teach us a lesson, to bring us more deeper into gratitude so that we can truly cherish what's truly important. Here it is.
Giving thanks to the world today because everything seems to be going my way. Manifesting all love and light to reunite all the people in a loving vibe. Oh no! Giving thanks to the world today because everything seems to be going my way. Manifesting all love and light to reunite all the people in a loving vibe. Oh no! Yo, real love is a mission. If I may kick it to you in the shortest description, please trust me, just listen. Real love is divine, colorblind of all the kind, unjudgmental, unexpected. Real love always provides. It's what we search for in life, what we're missing all the time. Our traditions and religions won't let us intertwine. If we could only analyze, we would see all of the lies. We would pull away the blinds and start living our lives. But there's those who think otherwise, that you should follow the lead and buy material possessions as a means to satisfy all the trauma and hurt you've locked away under your sweatshirt shirt. Deep inside disguise of pride, truly you knew that never worked. Has made you unhappy, judgmental and despair, bitter towards the world because you felt they didn't care. Well, let me be the first to introduce you to the next generation. We are love and we came here to bless ya. Giving thanks to the world today because everything seems to be going my way. Manifesting all love and light to reunite all the people in a loving vibe. Oh no! Giving thanks to the world today because everything seems to be going my way. Manifesting all love and light to reunite all the people in a loving vibe. Oh no! Yeah. See, na 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 na. Yeah. Yeah, na 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 na. What we need is empathy for you and me. Mirror neurons allow us to see what it feels like to be you and me. Now that's what we need, empathy for you and me. Mirror neurons allow us so we can see what it feels like to be you and me. Na 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 eh. See na 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 oh oh. Whoa na na oh na na eh. Na 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 oh na na eh.
Right. Wow. Man. Wow. Tolomek, awesome. The messenger. Thank you for the message. You know, I have to say two things. First of all, emergence.love mm-hmm. is where people could learn more about you and get this record. So mm-hmm. emergence.love, it's spelled just like emergence, emergence.love. Love.
You got it.
And the other thing is, too, it's funny, we know a lot of people, as we all do, but, you know, there are a lot of people that preach stuff, mm-hmm. and you kind of feel like, they don't believe this, you know? And so everything about you, like, just screams, although you're not screaming, but you just says, you get this. Where does it come from that you get this? Where did you get this from?
I did a lot of... I was a dancer. I was actually a break dancer for a long period of time, and I dealt with hypermasculinity, all these things, but I really was just this passionate, creative force that I didn't know really what to do with, and I needed to express it in some way. I found myself finding liberation through, you know, expanding my forms of dance, and I would dance so hard that I would just want to sit and meditate. And from there, I wanted to go further, and I sat in medicine journey, and it was very consistent. I would purge out anything that was holding me back because my intention was to become clear of everything. And that's when these downloads came through, and they came through like a flood. And this was during the time when I was studying public speaking in school. And so I was intertwining both of these while also being blessed with being in a professional cover band with my uncle and some other musicians all throughout college. And I didn't want to really play covers anymore of, like, you know, popular music. And I wanted to use that, you know, speaking and this channeling and put it forth in a way that could deliver a message, you know. And so that's how it was born. And yeah, and I vowed to myself that I was always going to do this in a heart space of pure love and devotion, integrity, and doing it for the right reasons, always. Otherwise, wow. I wouldn't do it. Yeah.
Well, and here he is, Ptolemaic the Messenger. And this is your first CD, right?
Yes, this is a debut. Been working on this for 5 years.
So exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So exciting.
And thank you so much.
Thanks for being here with us. Do we get to hear another song?
Yeah, if you'd like.
Yeah, yeah, we would like. Let's see. I mean, there's so many great titles here. I'm sure the songs are just as great. What did you pick for us?
This is actually a special one, a new one that isn't on the CD.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Even more fresh. Okay.
I went to Standing Rock in December, and I made this after I came back, and it's really powerful and really beautiful song for all the Earth Warriors out there. So.
Oh, and it's called what?
Mini Wiccioni, Water is Life.
Mini Wiccioni?
Yeah. Okay. That's Lakota for Water is Life. So. Yeah.
Well, here he is, Ptolemaic the Messenger, with Mini Wiccioni.
Mm-hmm.
Live on the Life Changes Show here at Studio NoHo.
To stand in prayer and in love and meditation, to heal those that are causing all the devastation, channeling all our energy into creation, raising our planet Mother Earth's vibration. We are unified despite intimidation, fighting for our planet and our future generations. So good, they want to live someday in a world not black or gray. That's why we stand and say we are the people of the world, you must obey. Oh yeah, we stand in love and light. We pray in peace to fight the darkness that needs some sight and compassion for the world and all of life. Oh yeah, a mini Wiccioni. Make these changes and make things right for the future of all mankind. Say, a mini Wiccioni, mini Wiccioni. Yeah. Water is life, mini Wiccioni, mini Wiccioni. Yeah. The ancestors sing.
Wow, thank
powerful
you.
Powerful is right.
Thank you. Powerful stuff.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Ptolemaic the Messenger. Again, his CD is Emergence. Emergence, and you can get it at emergence.love. I'm assuming it's also going to be available on iTunes and
iTunes,
all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bandcamp.
And Bandcamp and all. And this new song, I mean, this will be on the second one, right? On the second CD?
Yeah, I'm going to be putting out a special CD for Standing Rock. And
okay.
A little single.
All right. So go to emergence.love to hear more about Ptolemaic. Again, that's spelled P like Paul, T like Tom, O-L-O-M-E-K. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, you guys.
And congratulations to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We have some shout-outs, Mark.
Yeah, a couple of shout-outs before we go. We want to mention our good friend Ilhan Ozulu and RadioAnatolia.us, who is the network that is starting to carry the Life Changes show.
Yay.
Outside of our BBS radio network. So you'll be able to check into some of our archives there. Radio Anatolia is proud to distribute 24/7 radio broadcasting various programs from Southern California to great listeners all around the world. And another shout out to our friends at Kulak's Woodshed, which is a live music venue and multi-camera broadcast recording studio specializing in the promotion and celebration of singers and songwriters. All shows are webcast live with seating for 49 people. Artists range from beginners to Grammy winners. To learn more and book performance and webcasts, go to kulakswoodshed.com. That's K-U-L-A-K-S woodshed.com.
Well, with that, another big thank you to our guests, Madeline Reese, the Street Angel, and Ptolemaic the Messenger, our musical guest. What a show. What a message. What a many messages. What a many messages.
What a many messages, indeed.
And so with that, I have to say a big thank you to Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so good.
Thank you, Brent.
Thank you to Doug Newsom, our program manager at BBS Network. And on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you, as your life changes like I know ours did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.